All right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Commissioner Bill Fenoy, who ran for commissioner for the second time, 2012, and he won. And I tell you what, he has truly been representing. And, you know, Commissioner Fenoy, we talked about one of the challenges, one of the greatest challenges, and that is getting people out to vote. And there is something that is up for vote this time around, and I appreciate you for correcting me. I said it is the Calhoun Bridge, but it is not the Calhoun Bridge. It is the Calhoun
Expressway.
So tell us, share with us why the vote for the Calhoun Expressway is so important.
Well, the Democratic Party decided to put the issue of changing the name of the expressway on the ballot to Veterans Parkway. The reason I requested a name change is that, you know, to my knowledge, Calhoun has never lived in Augusta, never lived in Georgia. And Calhoun was the seventh vice president of the United States who used this position as vice president to advocate slavery, to say that slavery is the best thing that ever happened to black folks. And I feel insulted that a city with a predominantly African-American population would honor someone with that type of ideology or philosophy. So, you know, I've been, you know, trying to get my colleagues to support a resolution to send to give to our delegation to take up to Atlanta to request a name change. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there's a bridge in Savannah that's named after Eugene Talmadge. But the citizens and the government in Savannah is saying that because Talmadge was a racist, then we don't need to honor him, and that the same people that decided to name that bridge after Talmadge is not the same people that live in Savannah today. The Georgia Senate voted unanimously. There's a creek right outside of the Savannah that named Negro Runaway Creek. And the Senate in Georgia voted unanimously to rename that creek because of the stereotype. It made it seem like the black people that was running for trying to attain their freedom was doing something wrong. So Georgia has a active and retired military population of makes up about 25% of the city. And I think that it was on, and then we have two VA hospitals. We have Fort Gordon. We have Eisenhower Hospital. So I think that it would only be appropriate that we honor our veterans by naming the expressway after the veterans, name it Veterans Parkway, somebody, organization or a group of people that we could actually be proud of.
And a lot of us really do care about our veterans. And when I say we, across ethnic lines, across gender lines, across ideological lines, we care about our veterans. And so that seems like that would be a much more neutral name to go with. But that said, what are you hearing and reading when it comes to the opposite side, those who are opposing your proposal, saying, hey, look, we like the name as it is?
Well, nobody has really said that they like the name as it is. What I'm hearing is that we don't want to change history. And I'm not trying to change history. I think that Adolf Hitler is a part of the German history. But I don't think you could go to Germany and find anything named after Adolf Hitler because of his white supremacy views, and the Jewish community would be in up in arms if you tried to name something after him in the Jewish community. If you go to Iraq, Saddam Hussein is a part of the Iraqi history. But I doubt if you can go to Iraq and find anything named after Saddam Hussein because of the way he treated the people, the hundreds of thousands of people that he killed. So for that very same reason, you know, I find it insulting that we would honor, you know, anytime you have a street or a building named after someone, it should be someone that we should be proud of.
Yeah.
We have the Carrie Mays Center. We have Jimmy Dice Parkway. We have Laney Walker. And these are people that the citizens of Richmond County are actually proud of. We have the John Ruffin Judicial Center. We have the Lee Beard Commission Chambers. These are people that have done a lot for Augusta. They have done everything they can to represent Augusta. And these are positive people. So I'm not trying to change history. I'm just trying to say that we shouldn't honor someone that who used his position as vice president to advocate slavery and to say that slavery is the best thing that ever happened to black folks.
Yeah. So it seems like really what it comes down to is whether we go with Calhoun Expressway, keep it what it's been for years and years and years, or whether it's changed to something like Veterans Parkway. Either way, we're acknowledging history.
Right.
It's just how we want history to be acknowledged. Do we want it to be acknowledged in such a way as to honor someone who stood for division and discord within the country? Or do we want to honor it in such a way, acknowledge history in such a way as to say we want to honor people who stood for unity of the country?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So what are you hearing? Does it seem like, I know that there was some very, very strong opposition, like say some people saying, hey, we don't want to change history, but what are you hearing now as we get closer to the vote day?
I was surprised at the number of people that have come up to me and said that they support what it is I'm trying to do. I have gotten emails from council members in cities like Charlotte, that say they support what I'm trying to do here in Augusta. Some of the judges have said that they support a name change, and they don't have a problem coming before the commission and let the commission know that they support a name change. You know, I think when people ride up and down the expressway and they see John C. Calhoun, they would ask the question, why is this city honoring somebody like that? You know, Augusta, the cyber center will be opening within the next 3 or 4 months. And we're going to have people from all around the country, all around the world, to travel up and down Washington Road and get on the expressway. And if they ask the question, who is John C. Calhoun, and somebody tells them who John C. Calhoun is, then the first thing they would ask is, well, why are they honoring such a person?
I tell you what, I'll admit, there are times when I'm in the car, I'm traveling to Florida, and I get on this beautiful road called Veterans Parkway.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know the history of how they came up with that name. I do know, and this is the way I felt long before Commissioner Bill Fenoy ever started talking about a desire to change John C. Calhoun Expressway to Veterans Parkway. This years before that conversation even came up, all I knew was I knew what veterans stood for in America. And I knew that I got, just from a psychological perspective, a good feeling when I entered Veterans Parkway en route to Florida. I can imagine that same kind of positive response to people who are coming, not only from the people who live here, but like you're saying, folks who are coming even just to visit. Masters Golf Tournament, our steeplechase, all the different things that are happening in the Augusta area, and people are driving down Veterans Parkway rather than Calhoun Expressway. I could see just something positive happening in people's minds that would probably give them a better feeling about the city as a result.
Well, I think that if I'm traveling and I see symbols of racism in a particular city at a particular restaurant, I'm not going to stop at that restaurant because of what I feel like might happen once I go in and try to order. And I think that said the same thing about the expressway.
So share with us again, sum up for us the fact that the voters are going to be voting for this today and what happens after that. I'm sorry, tomorrow and what happens after that.
Well, it's on the ballot. If it passes, I'm going to put it back on the agenda to request a name change and get a resolution that I hope I can get unanimous consent from all the commissioners to give to the delegation so the delegation can take up to Atlanta for a name change.
And so ultimately, because it is, well, you share with us, why does the delegation have to be the final authority?
Because it's a state road. Mm-hmm. It's a state highway. And I think symbols of racism have already started coming down in the state of Georgia, and I don't think Augusta should be any exception.
So it sounds like Veterans Parkway is really just something more positive for us as citizens of the Augusta area to unite around, as opposed to something that stood for division and discord.
Waynesboro has a Veterans Parkway. Statesboro has a Veterans Parkway.
Yes.
So why not Augusta?
Why not Augusta?
Why not Augusta?
When we come back, we have something else we're going to be wanting you all to be considering. This time it has to do with entertainment and more. Stay with us in just a few.